Welcome to Digimaster Shorts. We are your hosts, Adam Nagus
and Carly Wilson, delivering the latest scoop from the digital realm. OpenAI's latest innovation, the video generator Sora, is set to revolutionize Hollywood, potentially enabling filmmakers to create Oscar-worthy content. Engaging with Hollywood studios and talent agencies, OpenAI pushes for Sora's integration into the filmmaking process, which could transform creative industries. Meera Murathi, OpenAI's CTO, revealed Sora's imminent release, though refrained from elaborating on the data used for its training, confirming only the licensed content from Shutterstock. Sora's computational demands are massive, requiring thousands of NVIDIA H100 GPUs and prompting discussion around the high subscription costs that may restrict access to professionals. Despite challenges like high latency and lack of controllability, as spotted by Google AI researcher John Barron, Sora is receiving attention, with the Shy Kids production company creating a short film using the technology. However, skeptics question OpenAI's understanding of VFX needs, hinting that Sora's quality might not yet meet production standards. Regardless, Sora stands as a potentially lucrative venture for OpenAI as it tentatively steps into the domain of artistic tools and film production.
Researchers at the Department of Energy Laboratory have developed ChatGrid, an innovative technology that integrates generative AI to enhance the monitoring of the power grid. Traditionally, operators must vigilantly oversee the grid, responding swiftly to disruptions to restore service, a task that can be slow and demanding. Developed by Shruang Abhyankar and Sichin Jin at PNNL, ChatGrid allows operators to quickly ask questions and receive instant comprehensive data on grid conditions. Hailed as more than just a streamlined process, ChatGrid will harness the immense power of supercomputers performing an astonishing billion computations per second. With this capacity, the system aims to speed up power restoration for millions and provide insights on clean energy generation across the grid, as it could accelerate the deployment of clean energy projects outlined in the Biden administration's infrastructure plan. ChatGrid represents a potential game changer for the energy sector. Currently in the testing phase, there's great anticipation for when ChatGrid will become operational and contribute to a more resilient power infrastructure. A recent report by the Institute for Public Policy Research has sparked concerns of a job apocalypse in the UK, threatening over 8 million jobs due to advancements in AI technology. The study warns that AI could potentially automate 59% of tasks in the future, affecting even high-earning and non-routine cognitive roles. Bhargav Srinivasadizikan, a senior research fellow at IPPR, cautions that job roles like copywriters and graphic designers could be heavily impacted by AI. He urges for policies that lead to novel job opportunities and economic benefits for everyone. The IPPR recommends a job-centric AI strategy with measures such as fiscal incentives and regulations for human oversight. With vulnerable demographics like women and young people at higher risk, the Institute calls for swift government action. Carsten Jung, an IPPR senior economist, reinforces that with proper management and quick action, a jobs apocalypse is preventable.
Samsung has announced the rollout of One UI 6.1, an AI-enhanced Android interface, already a major feature on the Galaxy S24 range, to older devices beginning March 28. This update is set to enhance various models, including the Galaxy S23 series, the foldable Galaxy Z Fold and Galaxy Z Flip 5, and the Galaxy Tabs 9 range. One UI 6.1 introduces new AI features like Circle to search for easy web searching and Live Translate for real-time voice translations. The update also brings Generative Edit, an AI-driven photo editing tool, and Chat Assist, which offers instantaneous formatting and rewriting suggestions for messages. Samsung continues to be a pioneer in integrating generative AI at the operating system level, as evidenced by the company's latest advancements. The tech giant's commitment to continuous innovation in AI reinforces its position in the market. One UI 6.1's arrival marks an exciting new chapter for Samsung device users, promising smarter and more intuitive experiences. In a significant leadership shuffle at Microsoft, Mikhail Parakhin, who had been at the helm of Windows and web experiences, is stepping down to explore new opportunities within the company under the guidance of Chief Technology Officer Kevin Scott. He is succeeded by Pavan Davuluri, a seasoned Microsoft veteran and IIT Madras alumnus, now taking charge as the head of Windows and Surface teams, as detailed in an internal memo from Rajesh Jeche, head of experiences and devices. This strategic move aims to unify the Windows experiences and Windows Plus devices teams, hinting at a more cohesive strategy in the development of Windows technology as the company navigates through the AI era. The shift in leadership, including the recent addition of Mustafa Suleiman to spearhead Microsoft's new AI team, signals the tech giant's commitment to synergizing hardware, software, and AI. This consolidation underlines Microsoft's resolve to remain at the forefront of innovation as it enhances its suite of services with integrative AI capabilities.
Thank you for listening to today's AI and Tech News Podcast Summary. Please do leave us a comment, and for additional feedback, please email us at podcast@digimasters.co.uk. You can now follow us on Instagram and Threads by searching for @DigimasterShorts or search for Digimasters on LinkedIn. Be sure to tune in tomorrow, and don't forget to follow or subscribe.